And now, back to those rugged outdoorsmen on the Outdoor Journal.
Welcome back to the program. This segment brought to you by Coleman, the outdoor company. Quickly, because we need to get this in. This is very important. I know we did a brook trout program. We shot a brook trout program a few weeks ago in Nipigon. And,
actually, we shot a couple this year.
Yeah. So this is very appropriate timing-wise. July 21st, 1915 was the date where the brook trout record was established in this country. That was in Thunder Bay, Fort Williams, it was called back then. And Dr. J.W. Cook was the man who caught the then world record brook trout, which weighed
it. Still world record.
Well, yeah, 14.5 pounds was the weight then. But in recent, more modern times, that record was supposedly exceeded. But the right procedure was not taken, therefore it didn't count. So that 1915 record still applies. However, speculation is that it should not be. And we have on the line with us Gary Skurczyk from Trout Haven.
Brook Trout Haven.
Good morning, Gary. How are you? Oh, boy.
Gary,
are you there, Gary? Maybe
the
not.
The controversy was a big Manitoba fish was caught.
Yes.
Recent, not that long ago, a huge fish. And actually, you can see it. If you look it up on Brook Trout Haven or just look out record.
Gary, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, buddy. Sorry about that. Quickly, just fill us in on what's transpiring here.
Well, the Dr. Cook's brook trout was officially weighed July 21st, but he was actually on a camping fishing expedition from July 15th to the 21st. And back then, the Nipigon Forest Reserve was a lot different. You had to, stop at the ranger station and then hike 15 miles to the river. So we don't really know the exact date that the fish was caught, but we know it was officially weighed on July 21st. Now, if you look at the Tim Matheson brook trout that was caught, it was 29 inches long and it's 21-inch girth. And if you put that into a fish weight calculator, it'd be 15.98 pounds. If you put Dr. Cook's trout into a calculator, it's 31.5 inches long, 23 inches girth. And it should have weighed 20.8 pounds.
Oh, wow.
Oh, so my God.
The fact that it was 14.5 pounds means he probably caught it 3 or 4 days beforehand, and it was sitting in a creel or in the bush or something and decaying. Now, to confirm that, when they actually brought the fish out, actually got it to the ranger station where it was legally weighed on a scale for trade, the fish was so badly decomposed by that time that they couldn't even do a proper mount to it. They had to do what's called a skin mount.
Wow. Now, Gary, can folks get more information about this on a website somewhere?
Well, yeah, I have all the information on my brooktrout.ca website.
Perfect. I'd also like to talk to you on another program, maybe next week, about the possibilities, much like forensic science in the human world. Maybe they could use forensic science to override, trout or any fish, for that matter, official records.
Well, in today's day and age, everything's catch and release. You know, we want to replace meat fishermen with sports fishermen, and that's especially... that's a major concern in the tourism industry because even the fishing lodges do not want their fish being taken home.
Exactly.
Justifiably so, my friend.
Thank you very much, Gary. We do have to run. Folks needing more information on that, they can go to Brook Trout Haven.
Brooktrout.ca
as well. We'll get you there. I want to thank everybody for another wonderful weekend. As we mentioned before, play it safe.
It's
a long one.
Did you quickly mention about Mike Miller and his news?
No.
About him getting married?
Next week.
Okay.
Take care, everybody.